Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we discuss strategies and tips for how to be happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. This week, we'll talk about why we're using Halfway Day to review our 22 for 22 list and our Rest 22 in 22. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, human nature, and the five senses. And once again, I am in my home office here in New York City, and joining me today from Los Angeles is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and I'm also in my home office, Gretchen, where I spend most of my time.
Yeah, you and me both. So, big news here.
Yes.
I went to the Paul McCartney concert.
Yes.
It was amazing. Our producer, Chuck, had mentioned it, and I never do things like go to concerts, but I did with Jamie, and it was amazing.
Yes, and Bruce Springsteen came out, so that was huge.
Yes, and Bon Jovi, and so it was huge. And Elizabeth, you and I, for our song of the summer, we picked I've Got a Feeling, and that was the first encore song. It was amazing.
Yay, I'm so glad you went.
Yes.
And Gretchen, if anyone wants to hear more about your Paul McCartney concert experience and how you happened to go, we talk about it on the most recent episode of More Happier that aired 6/25.
Yeah, I'll link to that in the show notes. I also wanted to let people know that my Know Yourself Better journal for embracing change is available for pre-order. This is if you're going through any kind of change, big or small, if you're going through a transition, it's meant to help you reflect on your experience, your interests and values so you can move forward in the way that's right for you. And so I will post a link to that, or you can go to happiercast.com/journals. And you can get 15% off when you pre-order. Mm. Just use the code HAPPIERCHANGE15 at checkout.
And then, Gretchen, we got an interesting report about a one-word theme from one of our listeners.
Yeah, Rebecca, I thought she had such an interesting approach to her theme. She writes, "My one-word theme for the year has been presentation. This refers both to a work goal of presenting, that is, speaking or leading a discussion, something that is encouraged by the higher-ups, and to improving how I present myself to the world. I've been unhappy with my hair, so I went to a new salon and got a better cut. I've also been more deliberate about makeup. In the remainder of the year, I hope to get some new, more modern clothing and to tone muscles with strength training and yoga. More importantly, I finally got over my fear of presenting in front of a work audience, and it actually went extremely well, to the point that I actually want to do it again. So I think I've definitely fulfilled the theme." I love presentation.
I love that word. I might have to pick that next year. That's such a juicy word.
We love words when there's multiple layers, multiple interpretations, and this is that.
Yes. Thank you, Rebecca.
So this week, our Try This at Home tip is to use Halfway Day to reevaluate our 22 and 22 lists. So, you know, I love the calendar of catalysts, and July 2nd is Halfway Day, which is coming up. We're closing in on it. And so we thought we would use Halfway Day as a catalyst to review our 22 and 22 lists.
Okay, Gretchen, should we just dive into our lists?
Yes. Okay, listen, let's start with you. Your word for the year, which we talked about, is step.
Yes.
It's a great word. Okay, so your number one was get a season 3 for Fantasy Island.
Yeah. So on this one, Gretchen, I feel that I have not gotten a season three yet, but I feel that I will get a season three. And I feel that Sarah and I, my writing partner and co-host of Happier in Hollywood, I feel like we've done our part. I feel like we did everything we could do to get a season three. And if we don't get a season three, I won't feel like we failed. I will just feel it didn't happen. But I am hoping this will happen by the end of the year.
Because you can't put an outcome on your list because you can't control that outcome. That's out of your control. But you can do everything within your control, which you've done.
Yes.
So that's great.
So
that's underway. Hold a premiere party for season two of Fantasy Island.
Well, here's the funny thing, Gretchen. We were supposed to premiere May 31st, but the network decided that they love the show and they want to air it at a time when there are more people watching TV, which is not during the summer. So they actually moved us to January. So I won't be able to have a premiere party until at least January 2023.
But that's good. That's good news. So excellent.
Yes. But it's a good thing because it means they have a lot of faith in the show. So that's a
great
thing.
Number three, get the shingles vaccine.
Yes, I got my first dose of the shingles vaccine. I think I have another month before I can get the second one. And thank you to everybody who let me know that I was wrong about the spacing of the shingles vaccine. That was very helpful information.
Yes. Number four, take a family trip to San Francisco.
Haven't done that, but I'm hoping we will do that this summer. I really want to go to Alcatraz. It's like a burning desire.
Okay.
Lately, for some reason. So this is the summer to go to Alcatraz.
Well, San Francisco is such a great city, too.
It is.
Number five, celebrate Adam's milestone birthday in July.
Okay, well, it hasn't happened yet, obviously. I have to use this reflection time, Gretchen, to like motivate myself to plan something. Because I must admit, I've brought it up, I've talked about it, but I haven't actually planned anything.
Okay.
So must do.
Well, this is a good reminder then.
Back on that. Yes. Right. And I need to get on it quickly.
Number six, get your treadmill service. Do you have your treadmill desk that you use constantly?
Yes, did get that service. It's made a huge difference.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Take a family trip to Disney World.
That did not happen, and I don't see that happening this year. Partly because of just lingering COVID, and partly because I thought it would be something I could tack on to a trip to Puerto Rico. Mm. But that didn't happen, so now it's like a whole separate trip that needs to happen. But I still want to take the family to Disney World.
Okay. With Adam, finish writing your will, which is a carryover from your 21 and 21 list.
Yeah, haven't finished, started, have not finished.
You guys have started. You're stuck in a holding pattern.
Yeah, we dropped the ball and
buy a new arm for your microphone.
I did that, yes.
Good. Get a colonoscopy.
No, I have not done that, Gretchen. I'm going to use this as motivation to schedule that. That's one of my main items on my Design Your Summer of Health list.
When also wasn't your will, writing your will, you sort of had decided.
Yes,
that was part
I
of
also the... put that on my, because yeah, will, it seems related to health. So yeah. I need to get that done this summer.
Number 11, go to the Electric Lake in Puerto Rico.
All right, Gretchen, this one I'm kind of taking off the list because I must say Sarah and I and Violet actually had reservations to go to the Electric Lake. We were all set to go. And then we got an email with, you know, the instructions, and it said at the bottom, you know, and by the way, you should be an intermediate level kayaker for this. And we're like, what? I've never been in a kayak in my life.
Oh.
So we decided that we should not do the excursion. So I'm taking that one off the list. So I'll have to think of something to take its place.
Okay. True. But I do feel like you get moral claim to it because you actually had reservations.
Yes.
I feel like that was sort of
I was so ready to follow through on that, Rich.
Yeah, that's annoying when you're like, ooh, I'm going to get something across off the list. Number 12, organize a mom's trip to see a comedian at Morongo.
Okay, I haven't done that. In my defense, I have looked up to see who's there, and there hasn't been anyone that I felt was, you know, I wanted to go see.
Okay.
But I have organized moms to go see Countess Luann do her cabaret show, one of the New York housewives. So
okay.
I feel like It's in the same spirit.
It's in the same spirit. And you have been looking, and it's sort of like you have to wait for the right moment. Okay.
Yes.
Walk from Encino to Malibu. I would do this with you when I come. I once walked from Capitol Hill to Bethesda with my college roommate. I love these huge urban walks. I want to like circumnavigate the island of Manhattan. So I'm very excited for you to do this.
Yes, I need to do this, Gretch. This is with my friend Allison, and she has mapped out the route. She did it on her bicycle. So this is just needs to happen.
Well, it's probably a weather thing
when it cools
right?
down. Yeah. Yeah.
Number 14, get new outdoor furniture.
We have been looking. We haven't bought anything, but Adam and I have been looking.
Okay. That's a big investment. Yes. So you have to take your time. Number 15, get another dog.
Yes. This was the one you found so shocking that was on my list.
I did.
And we did it. Yes. We have Daisy, and I cannot imagine life without her. It was a great decision.
I mean, like, look, whatever you do on your 22 for 22 list, this was definitely the most ambitious one, and you did.
It was. And if it hadn't been on my list, putting it on my list really crystallized that I wanted to do it, because I was almost embarrassed to say it was on my list, but I'm like, well, I really want this. So again, it's like making the list helped me kind of know my own self.
Mm-hmm. Right. Interesting. Yeah, because I was like, what are you saying? I was flabbergasted. Yes, but you knew what you wanted. And you were right. Number 16, visit the Capri Room at Buca di Beppo in Encino.
Yes, that's the room designed by one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I have not gone there yet, but I have identified a friend who also wants to go. So okay. I'm part way there, Gretch.
Okay. It sounds like a manageable thing. It sounds like it'll be more fun than getting a colonoscopy.
Doable. Yeah. That's like 2 miles from my house. That I can do. I can go to the Buca di Beppo.
Okay. Go to the Integratron, which is a carryover. That is the sound bath in, I believe, Joshua Tree.
Yes, Gretch. I've had this on my list, I think, for like 4 years since we started doing this, and I haven't gone yet. Almost went once, didn't happen. I have to do this. I'm thinking maybe Adam and I can do this when Jack is at camp, because Adam really wants to go. Adam loves sound baths as well.
Okay. I would like to do it too. I keep thinking of things that I'd like to do when I come, but I need to come to LA to do them. Number 18, host a mom's party in your backyard.
Haven't done it, Gretch. No, I can't have no excuses, no reason. I just haven't gotten it together.
Okay, well, it's on your list. We're halfway, so you've got a long way to go. Read 22 novels. And so we're halfway through. So I think, like, are you on track to read 22 novels?
Definitely on track to read 22 novels. That I will accomplish.
Okay. You'll blow past that, is my prediction. Number 20, walk Nacho, I guess Nacho and Daisy, 5 times each week.
Haven't done that. It's just been a little more sporadic. Gretchen, we'll have streaks where we walk them, you know, every day for a week or two, and then we get off, and then we have to get back on. One thing is, because we have a good-sized backyard, and there's two of them, they chase each other around all day. So it's not as if they're not getting exercise. Mm-hmm. But still, they love walks, and I want the extra exercise of taking them on walks. So right. I need to get back on the 5-day-a-week horse here.
Okay. Number 21, send Christmas cards this year.
So have not gathered, as you predicted, I've done nothing toward this. I know I'm supposed to be gathering addresses. I have done nothing, I must admit.
I didn't want to give a pessimistic prediction. I was just observing that there's a lot of
it's
prep
complicated.
Work. Yeah, yes. It's kind of a process. Yeah, that takes more time than you might think. Especially the first time. And then finally, 22, arrange for professional family photos with Nacho and now Daisy.
Yes, have not done that. I will say I've kind of brought up the notion to the family, and they're usually so against pictures, but when you bring in the dogs, they're a little bit more like, well, that is a good idea. We should get a picture with them. So I'm laying the groundwork there.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of professional photos, so I'm a big proponent of that. I think
I know you are. So, you know, I'm on the way with some things. I'm really glad we're doing this because I do feel like I have a lighter load this summer, and I feel like I actually can use the summer to cross some of these off. And there are things I want to do. So I need to remember, like, I chose these because I want to do them. So there's no reason in the world why I shouldn't. Gretchen, hold on. Here's what my list looks like, by the way. For you have these amazing PDFs you can print out. So for anyone who's watching on
And I'll put a link in the show notes too.
They're very cool. I love keeping that just like on my treadmill desk and then I can look at it. I just need to look at it more often.
Yeah, that's the thing is just staying. I feel the same way that it's just remembering that something is even on the list. It's funny how you're like, oh, we could have totally tried to go to the Integratron 2 weeks from now, but I forgot I wanted to go or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Coming up, we're going to go through Gretchen's 22 for 2022 list. But first, this break.
We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon and he loves Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Gretch, we are back. It's your turn to go through your list. Now, your one-word theme for the year is salt.
Yes.
And we talked about that. Great word. So your number one on your list was sign up for more sensory adventures by yourself and with family and friends.
I have done that. I have signed up for various sensory adventures, but I want to do more of that. So I would say that's kind of underway. Like I went to a sound bath here in New York City, kind of inspired by your love of sound baths. I went with a friend. And they're always really fun. And I went to the Paul McCartney concert. That was a sound adventure.
Yes, yes.
So I want to do more of them because I really do love them.
Okay, good. Clean up your office.
No, I have not done that. And I really want to do that. So I'm glad to have this on the list because I need to just like take an afternoon and really clean it out.
Like a deep clean, not just a tidying.
Not just tidying. Tidying I can do, but I really need to just clear stuff out.
Okay, then number three is encourage Eleanor to clean out her room.
Yeah, so her semester just ended, so now she's like on summer, so she has some time, and I'm like, we need to clean out your room. I mean, she is an abundance lover, which I embrace, so I know that, but I'm like, even an abundance lover, I'm like, that's just like an empty shopping bag, or like, why do you, this is like an, I don't think you even want this book anymore, like, can I put it on the shelf? I think there's a lot where we could just keep the abundance that she loves, but, and then I think she's got some clothes that she wants to give away, and socks where she's lost the mate and we just need to go through and clean it up. And I, of course, Elizabeth, you've been, you know, an innocent bystander. I find it incredibly energizing. And so I'm licking my chops at the thought of getting
in
there.
Let's do it.
She's not that excited, but I'll wear her down eventually. Yeah. And I know she'll be glad. She likes it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay, number four is catch up on your physical photo albums.
Well, here, this is the thing where I did the hard part, which is ordering the albums, but then the final step is to go through and handwrite the captions on the pages. Mm. And it's been months and months and months, and I haven't done that, and I don't know why. I have them right out sitting on a coffee table, so I'm like, I'll put them right here, so I'll see them for sure, and I just keep not doing it. So again, I'm hoping that seeing this will make me want to do them. Yeah.
Good. Okay, number five is buy a big backpack for traveling.
I did that.
Ah, now, is this a big backpack like luggage or a day pack?
Just a bigger backpack. I had to borrow Eleanor's backpack for something, and I was like, wow, I can just fit so much more in here. I used to try to have a smaller backpack so it wouldn't get so heavy. But now I realize I wanted one that when I travel, I can easily put in my laptop and like a couple hardback books and some snacks. And my backpack was so small that I would have to jam everything in there. And now I have one where I can like put in my shawl that I use for airplanes and all that fits in neatly. So, yeah.
Great. Number six, create more products.
Yes, I've created products. I will put in a link. You can check out the journals and the drinkware and the stickers. And I have so much stuff. And there's more coming. I mentioned the Know Yourself Better journal that's coming. So that's been very exciting. There's more to come, but that's well underway. Yeah.
They're my go-to gift now, Gretch.
Oh, good. You're such a good sister.
Okay, number seven, invite your high school friends to your apartment.
Yes, we did this. My high school friends all came and had a mini reunion in New York City. And I had everybody over and we had a wonderful time. We had dinner at my house before we went to see a show.
Oh, nice. Okay, number eight, take a trip with Eleanor.
Getting ready to go. That's organized and it's going to happen.
On the books.
It's on the books. I will report back. Yeah.
This one fascinates me. Number nine, delegate 22 things.
I have not done even one thing. I totally forgot that was even on the list. I got to do that. I know it was such a clever thing. And no, yes. I have not. Completely undone. Nope.
Okay. Number 10, have a summer of rereading.
So this I feel very bad about because I really want to have a summer of rereading. And I have these books that I'm so excited to reread, but I feel like I have so much new stuff that I need to read for one reason or another that I just haven't been able to make time for rereading. So I think I may have to kick this over to my winter of rereading I don't know. So it's not happening.
Okay. 11, figure out if it's possible to have better soundproofing for your office. We all know you use many pillows.
Yes, I use many pillows. I think Chuck is kind of like, it's okay. He can make it work. So I sort of decided.
He makes the magic.
Yeah, he makes the magic. Poor Chuck. The sirens. Yeah.
Okay, number 12, hang pictures.
Have not done this. So it's such a lovely thing. Every year, my in-laws give a drawing to Eliza and Eleanor for their birthday. It's a wonderful, wonderful tradition. And I am so many years behind. It is just because of COVID, we had to skip a couple years. But I'm going to do that this summer. I'm going to do it.
And then post a picture because we all want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Number 13, I'm intrigued. Wear makeup every day.
No. I abandoned that so fast. Elizabeth, you knew that I was not going to stick to that.
No, you know what? I absolutely thought you would. I thought you would stick to it.
You know what it is? It's not the putting it on. It's the taking it off.
Right.
Have now to the point where I don't mind putting it on, but I really don't like taking it off. And so it feels like a treat if I'm like washing my face at night and I don't have to like get all the makeup off.
I get that. I totally get that. But it reminds me, Gretchen, of when we had our month of wearing real clothes.
Yes.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I was amazed that you were going to do 12 months of makeup. But I was expecting perfection on that. But that's okay. Yeah. It's okay. These are things we want to do. You decide you don't, that's fine.
Right. That's right.
Number 14, take a daily nap, schedule permitting.
I am doing that. That's part of my hashtag Rest22and22. I love taking naps. So this is something that I have no trouble at all doing. I love to take a nap now.
Great. 15 is do a daily reading review. And this was a carryover. You've discussed this before.
Yeah, this is me trying to like go through my books in this way of sort of an evaluating process. And it would make so much sense for me to do this. And yet somehow I'm not getting it done. I'm glad that it's on the list because I want to reevaluate my approach to it because maybe I need to try it in a different part of the day. Maybe I'm trying to do it as sort of the end of the day. Maybe it should be a morning thing. Maybe it should be a weekend thing. Maybe I should do it on the weekend. Maybe that's what I should like say. Instead of trying to do it every day, I just ask like kind of like power hour for books. Maybe I'm going to experiment with that. Yeah. That's my new thing is like try a different day part.
That's smart.
If something's not working. Okay. I'll report back.
Okay. Number 16, have a sense party, meaning S-C-E-N-T-S, aroma party.
So I haven't actually had a scent party, but when I had my high school friends over, I did have the brainwave to pull out some of my samplers. And they were so into it. Everybody was really excited and got like, and really enjoyed it. So it reminded me of how much people love to experience fragrance together and scents together. I also had my nez de café where people could smell how coffee smells are. So that was super fun. So I got very excited to have another scents party.
Good. Well, then that kind of was a scents party.
It was. Gretchen. It was an impromptu scents party. I saw my opportunity and I took it.
I think you can cross that one off the list.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay. I'll take it.
17, take a watercolor class.
No, have not done that.
18, be more systematic about connecting with friends and colleagues. And this was a carryover.
I've done it better, but there's a lot of room for improvement. I would say that's underway.
Okay. And in your defense, I think we're all still getting back to up to speed on the whole socializing thing.
Yeah.
Number 19, review your giant happiness catch-all document. And that's also a carryover.
No, I haven't done this. And this is this thing where I know I would love it, but I know it would also be very intellectually overwhelming. And I just haven't had like an open space. But I'm glad it's on the list because I do want to do it.
Maybe you should schedule it for after you hand in your final draft of your Five Senses book.
That's a really good idea because I will have like a gap there probably. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Breath,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, number 20, keep going to the Met every day.
Yes, I'm doing that. Yep.
Yes, that's amazing. Number 21, ask for permission to badger.
I sort of did, but it turns out people don't really want to be badgered. And so right. I haven't really been doing that. But that's good because it's like, don't badger people if they don't want to be badgered. I am a happiness bully, but I'm one who asks permission. So there you have it.
And then number 22 was add one item. You left like a space to add something. Do you know what you're adding? Have you decided yet?
I have not decided. So I want to keep that there. I don't want to just put something in there for the sake of putting it in. I want to wait to have something good.
Okay. Well, I will be interested, as I'm sure everyone will, to hear what it is.
Okay. Well, we love to hear about how you're doing with your list. I will post links to the images if you want to see our list written out. We'd love to see your list. So post it to hashtag 22for22 if you're so inclined. We get good ideas. I need an idea for my number 22. Yes. Maybe I'll get a good idea from somebody else.
Hey, get another dog, maybe.
Yeah, get another dog. I know. I wonder what Jamie would say. We don't have a backyard, though. So I think that makes sense. Difference. But I will also post a link if you want to get the, Elizabeth mentioned the PDF where you can write your own nice, neat 22for22 list. I will put a link where you can download the free PDF or you can go to GretchenRubin.com/resources. So let us know if you do try it at home and how using Halfway Day to review your 22for22 worked for you. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, drop us an email at podcast@GretchenRubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes. If you want to see photos of our lists, go to happiercast.com/384 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we've got a halfway day hack. But first, this break. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Gretchen, you know, I love to socialize, but I need to do it in a way that's good for me, that doesn't drain my battery. And therapy can really help figure out what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so that you're not just spending out too much of your social energy.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin.
Okay, Gretchen, it is time for this week's happiness hack.
Yeah, so we've been talking about using halfway day to set ourselves up for success. And halfway day, July 2nd, happens very near the July 4th weekend here in the United States. We have a 3-day weekend. So I would say if you are wanting to track a habit, try the Happier app. And it always takes, you know, a little bit of work to get yourself up and running on a new app. So use the holiday weekend. Go to thehappierapp.com to learn more. You can track one habit for free. And then if you want to do more, you can subscribe. There's tools there. There's quotations there. There's tips. There's hacks. There's so much there. Like Elizabeth, I was thinking when you were saying about walking Nacho and Daisy, that's something that you could track.
I should do, yes.
On the Don't Break the Chain tracker, or you could use the photo log for that. There's things for accountability for people who want accountability. So there's a lot of different tools, and depending on what you're trying to get done for your 22 and 22, or for your rest 2022 and 22, like foreshadowing. Our next subject.
Yes.
Yeah, try the Happier app because it's really designed
it's
to make all that easier.
Looking as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we won a Webby Award for design.
Award-winning.
And it really does look gorgeous. So yeah, try the Happier app to keep yourself going on your list. And now, speaking of Rest 22 and 22, Elizabeth, it's halfway day. How are you doing on Rest 22 and 22?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, Gretchen. I find it much harder to remember than because we had Walk 20 and 20, and we had Read 21 and 21. And I feel that I did better with those, mostly because they were more top of mind. I feel that I forget the rest, 20 and 2 and 22. So when I think of it, I enjoy resting, but it's just, it doesn't feel as urgent as the others, which I guess makes sense.
Well, maybe now that your schedule is opened up a little bit, you can try to insert this in. Maybe part of it was hard when you were working so hard, maybe it felt hard to claim that time, though you probably needed it all the more.
Right, exactly. I should probably put it on a post-it. Anything I don't have on a post-it doesn't happen. So maybe
put it on a
post-it.
Yeah, I put it on the calendar, you put it on a post-it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you? Well, you said you've been napping every day. I mean, right there, you're doing your rest 22 and 22.
And it's great. I really love napping. I will say that it's at the beginning, I didn't notice it, but now I do notice a little bit of grogginess when I wake up. Like I definitely have to like brace myself that there's a couple minutes where I'm sort of waking up, but it's totally worth it. I love napping. So for me, rest 22 and 22 has really added something to my life. So if you are working on your rest 22 and 22, you can go to a jumpstart that I created that will help you jumpstart the habit of rest. And there's an SMS challenge. And there's also an energy worksheet, which is really helpful if you're trying to figure out like when are you energetic and when are you less energetic throughout the day. And as I said, this is kind of a bonus hack, is like if something's not working for you, try doing it at a different time of day. I think that can often be a productive thing to try.
Yeah. And Gretchen, I would love to hear if people who are resting 22 and 22 regularly, consistently, think they actually they're more productive.
I'm
curious.
Yes. Let us know your experience. How do you rest and what has the consequence of your rest being? Let us know. And also, if you want the calendar of catalysts, because we're using halfway day, I'm not sure I remembered to say, if you want the whole calendar of catalysts, I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well.
Great.
And now it's demerits and gold stars. It's your week for the demerit. It's an even numbered episode.
Yes, Gretchen, I did something. You know what? I double booked myself.
We've all done it.
I said yes to two big social events. Did not like, dinner with a friend at a random restaurant, you know, like actual events. And I am not someone who just goes, I can't go to one of them. I am tortured by this.
Yes. Yeah.
It was just a matter of not paying attention. I neglected to put something on the calendar because, yeah. I always say, oh, I remember when things are.
And you clearly usually do. Not
as you, I think I do, but obviously sometimes I don't because I double booked. So that happened. And I want to remember just to, as you do, check the calendar and put everything on the calendar, whether I think it needs to be there or not.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, well, that's such a huge thing. There's no way I forget.
How could I forget?
But then when you're like in a different part of your brain, it just doesn't connect.
Yes. So anyway, I did that. But how about you? What is your gold star?
Well, I'm giving you a gold star because, Elizabeth, you months and months and months ago, you said, oh, watch the Get Back documentary. You thought I would really like it. And I wasn't inclined to do it, but then I remembered how you had told me to watch Mad Men for all those years. And then when I did, I loved it so much. So I was like, okay, Elizabeth has proved herself as a recommender to me. And so I should watch it. And of course, I was completely fascinated with it. Can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to propose to Jamie, hey, let's go see Paul McCartney. And it was just such a wonderful adventure. And it's just been so exciting to have something like a new thing to be fascinated by. And we're both fascinated by it. So that's even more fun. And so I give you a gold star for that original suggestion.
It's been thank you. I will accept that gold star and gold star to you for going to the concert.
Yes, yes. The resources for this week, we are in, I'm sure everybody's been seeing all these reports about how there's so many weddings happening these days, all these catch-up weddings. I myself know many people who have been, after years getting married. And there's also graduation, moving, travel, a lot of milestones, which means a lot of mementos. And if you want to organize your mementos, you can check out my Memento Keepsake Journal. That's one of the products that Elizabeth and I were talking about. I mean, it makes it very easy to keep things organized and safe. It's very satisfying. So I'll post a link to the Memento Keepsake Journal. And also, speaking of halfway day, if you've been wanting to start a journal, but you haven't started yet, do start on July 2nd. That's the other January. And the one-sentence journal is designed for people who don't want to keep a whole long journal, but still have that journal keeping itch. And it turns out if you write just a sentence a day, you write a lot over time. So I will also post a link to the one-sentence journal. Now, what are we reading? Elizabeth, what are you reading?
I am listening to Take the Gun, Leave the Cannoli, the epic story of the making of The Godfather by Mark Seal.
And I am reading Disability Visibility, First-Person Stories from the 21st Century, edited by Alice Wong. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Use Halfway Day to review your 22 and 22 list and your hashtag Rest22 and 22. Let us know if you tried it and if it worked for you.
Thanks to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend. That is really how most people discover our show. We really appreciate it.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretch, a listener wrote in to tell me that there is a CorgiCon in San Francisco twice a year, where hundreds of corgis gather on the beach. It just happened, and I saw the photos. But there's another in October, so maybe Adam and I will go to that.
Yeah, well, it's like you've been wanting to go to San Francisco, so this is your... Yeah, I don't
Corgi
know that...
Con.
Well, yeah, do Nacho and Daisy want to go to San Francisco, but that'd be so fun.
I know.
From the Onward Project.